Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our guest today is Janet Borns. We're continuing our conversation with her. She is the founder of Janet Borns Ministry. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. And for those who weren't with us the first 2 days of this week, Janet talked about being raised in a family of seven, talked about having multiple fathers in the home, and being sexually abused by one of those men, also being sexually abused by a altar boy of all people, an altar boy, how she was ultimately in a situation where men were not safe. In fact, relationships with them were not safe. And ultimately, on the eve of getting married to a man, but not having those needs met that she was desperately looking for, a woman walked into her life, and ultimately she called off that marriage and then entered into a same-sex relationship, a lifestyle for which a few years gave her pleasure, but ultimately got to the point where it was empty. So, Janet, that's where we left off the first 2 days, and that kind of gives us an overview for those who weren't with us those first 2 days. Now you're coming to a point where you've been in this same-sex relationship for a while. You're actually having your needs met, if you will, but now it's becoming a dry, and it's not satisfying, and you're trying to fulfill your other needs by drinking and alcohol and other kinds of things. Pick it up from there.
Yes, it was amazing how I got so far deep into drugs. I was depressed. Something I never did was cheated on someone, and that's what I started doing, cheating on the women that I was with, and it told me that something's not right here. And so I started a cleaning business, and Lifetime Fitness is a large health club that I knew in Minneapolis, and I maintained their cardio. To make a long story short, I told my staff of seven people, I'm going to go to the store, something I never did, Matt and Holly. I left my job at 3 in the morning to go to the grocery store that was about a block and a half away. There was a woman coming out with all these groceries, and I was going in, and we stopped, like, almost like we were running into each other. And I looked at this woman. I said, ma'am, you could be, like, raped or hurt out here at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why would you grocery shop? And she said, oh, ma'am, I just dropped my son off at school. You know, I'm thinking, really, 3 o'clock in the morning? What school is open? I said, and she goes, my son goes to college, and my husband and I are going on vacation, and, you know, I have 4 boys, so, you know, we need to get some groceries for them. But my son goes to North Central Bible College, and the wheels started turning because before I got involved in homosexuality, I took homiletics and hermeneutics at North Central, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this woman is a Christian. So we engaged into a conversation, and just out of me, I said, I'm a homosexual. I used to be a Christian. I know what that's like, but I live with a woman now. And so the woman invited me to church, but let me just take a step back. Before that even happened, 5 years prior, I used to go past this church, and I would say to my girlfriend, I'm going to go to that church someday. And she said, Janet, there's nothing wrong with going to church. Why don't you go? And I go, no, I'm not going in that church. Them Christians, I don't even look like them. I'm not going there.
And you had received Christ earlier, right?
And I had received Christ.
So he was tapping on your heart, it sounds like.
Yeah, God was working on my heart. I mean, I'm trying to make a long story short, but even in the process of living a homosexual life, people in the bar used to say, Janet, do you know you're talking about God? So what was in me was coming out of me when I was high or on drugs or drinking. My friends used to say, you are crazy. You're sitting here talking about Jesus. And I would turn around and go, no, I'm not, no, I'm not. But what's in you really does come out of you. But let's get back to where I was. So I met this woman 3 o'clock in the morning. If people want to hear more of my story, they can get my book called out and go to my website. But just to make a long story short here, you guys, it was amazing how God worked on my heart and put me in front of this woman. So 2 weeks later, she said, look, I'll be back in 2 weeks. Why don't you come to church? and she went into her purse and pulled out a brochure. And I took that brochure, and it was the church that God told me I was going to go to 5 years prior.
Mm.
It was Maple Grove Assemblies of God Church. It was like, oh my gosh. So 2 weeks later, I kept my commitment, and she called me and asked me, was I coming? I went to church, and I rededicated my heart to the Lord. But let me say something. So many pastors and ministry leaders say, I don't know how to help those that are struggling. What am I supposed to do? Man, Pastor Greg Hickel, they didn't do nothing. Only thing they did was allow me to come into the church. I looked just like a man, and they just loved me.
Mm.
They prayed for me.
That's the
key. Just met the needs that I had at that time. And that's what drew me in, because they accepted me for who I was. Was I still living with that woman? I was. But God was starting to work on me. I started wanting what these other women had. A month later, this woman come to me and said, Janet, there's a women's Bible study going on at church. It's for 10 women, and that's all that can really fit in pastor's office. There's one slot open. Would you like to go? And, you know, I didn't know the difference, so I said yes. Well, you know, it was on a Tuesday night, and I prepared for work. So I had a do-rag on my head. I had sweats because I knew I was going to go clean. Well, when I walked into this office, Matt and Holly, these women had Louis Vuittons. They had their hair done. They had their nails done.
I felt a little out of place.
So you were a little out of place.
But you were brave.
I wasn't in my comfort zone, and I sat down, and I didn't know how to get out of there. And I kept saying, oh, God, please get me out of here. These are not going to be nice women. I am so different. But when the meeting started and they got to me, they asked me my name, because I think they already knew I was coming. I said, my name is Janet, and I'm living a homosexual life. And I looked at these ladies with so much shame and said, if you help me, I will make a commitment to serve the Lord the rest of my life. And that's what they did.
Wow.
It was love that drew you.
They invited me to different things with their spouses. Months later, one of the families of the leaders came to me and said, Janet, we have been praying for you. We feel in my heart, we've talked to our kids. One of my daughters are going to give up their room. We would like you to come live with us.
Oh.
And at the age of 40, I sold my home.
That's
my
awesome.
Girlfriend moved out, and I moved in with a Christian family for a year. And that's where God started really doing the work.
So you saw Jesus actually in the lives of these people in that family that took
that's
you
right.
in.
So what does that say to us as Christians when we're dealing with those in same-sex relations?
What does it say to us?
What does it say to us?
What it's saying to a lot of us and those of us that are Christians is that it doesn't matter where you came from. God is still on the throne. And if you allow God to do the work and not play God Junior, the work will get done.
Mm.
You know, there's so many parents out there who are praying for their kid, and they'll contact our ministry and they'll say, Janet, how do I help my kid? And don't tell me to pray. Well, let me tell you something. That's our access to God.
We've
got to pray,
yeah.
Because God is omnipresent. He can get to our kids faster than we can. He can put people around your kids faster than you can.
And in fact, for those that are listening, tomorrow we're going to be talking about how do you, as a parent, how do you, as pastors, people in the church, how do you reach out to someone who's in a same-sex relationship? And then on the next day, we're going to be talking about these so-called bathroom bills. And Janet, I know you do these seminars around the country, so those people that are listening, they may want to invite you to come and do a day or two, a couple of day seminar. I know you did one here in Central Florida earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
How do they get in touch with you?
Go to www.janetboynesministries.com or email us info@janetboynesministries.com.
And again, her name is Boynes, Janet Boynes. JanetBoynes.com is the website. You can go there to learn more information. I encourage you to bring Janet to your community, to your church, through your Bible study, and have her share her testimony and how you as a body of believers can reach out to those around you in your community. Again, the website is JanetBoynes.com. You can also order her book, Called Out. That's a book that she's already written. And you can also look for an upcoming book. The working title is Compassion Without Compromise. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow and the next day on Faith and Freedom. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information on Janet Boyne's ministry and how to contact her. You can get in touch with Liberty Counsel, sign up for our emails, and sign up for some of the information from our online store. There's books called Sexual Sabotage by Dr. Judith Reisman, a very important and very powerful book that kind of lays the background and the groundwork for how did we get from where we were to where we are today. Again, that book is Sexual Sabotage. There's also one by her called Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.